Day 60, or March the 1st. You don't have to be perfect for God to use you. Our thought today is from Joshua chapter 2, verse 12. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Joshua, who was one of the faithful spies who explored the promised land when Moses led the people, is now the leader and knows he has enormous sandals to fill. With the blessing of Moses just before he died, Joshua is now commissioned by God to take possession of the land promised to the Israelites' founder Abraham so long ago. From the east side of the Jordan River, they cross in miraculous fashion. When the river is at full flow, it amazingly stops miles upstream at a place called Adam. Isn't it ironic that the water stops at Adam? Two spies, with the help of the Canaanite woman Rahab, carry out a preliminary survey of the city of Jericho. Then the Israelites cross, led by the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant. At God's command, a memorial of 12 stones is built to remind everyone. Now today's action step. Rahab was an amazing woman about whom we know very little, but what we do know is rather mixed. She was a prostitute who helped the two spies. She lied to the authorities for them and gave them hospitality. Then she asked them to return the favour by protecting her whole family when her fellow inhabitants of Jericho were wiped out. She was certainly useful to God, but she was far from perfect. She became one of only four named female ancestors of Jesus in Matthew's genealogy, Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. A timely reminder that we do not need to be perfect for God to use us. Of course, this doesn't mean we can flout God's law as long as we do His will. God used Rahab despite her sins, not because of them. If, like me, you are far from perfect, rejoice that God still has a call for you. Do you know what yours is yet?